All right, I'd like you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to Romans chapter 8. When we do it God's way, He wants us to be the head and not the tail. In the next two messages, we're going to talk more about how and the kingdom will be ours once again.
Welcome to Mission to Israel, a broadcast ministry featuring author, teacher, and evangelist Ted R. Weiland. The focus of this ministry is to open the eyes of our people and give insight into the issues we find ourselves facing in this day and age. Our address is Mission to Israel, Post Office Box 248, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska 69363, or you can reach us via the web at www.missiontoisrael.org. And now, here is Ted Weiland.
We're going to talk to our guest, Pastor Ted Weiland. I've known Pastor Ted now for some years. And he sent me material that he's rewritten over the years, and I read it. And I wanted to learn. I like to learn the truth. Even if it hurts deeply, I want to know the truth. And folks, sometimes we've been taught history, and we've been brainwashed to believing things maybe they're not entirely what everybody thinks they are. And it's natural, I think, for anyone who was born and raised in a certain country to think their country is you know, unique. And they are unique in a way, but we'll say one of the best. And America certainly was. America at one time certainly was. It was a solidly Christian nation when it was founded. I have proof of that. I have copies of the state covenants. You had to be a born-again believer to even run for office. That changed, obviously. But that used to be what we were. We had a Christian nation. Now, what we're going to share tonight may upset you a little bit and maybe rattle your cage a little bit. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it to get you to think. And listen, don't take our word for it. We're going to offer a little bit some materials here. They're not mine. They're Pastor Ted's. But you may want to look at and see if what we're saying makes sense. We've got to get our eyes off man and man's works, or I don't care what kind of works they are, and writings that we depend on to maintain our lives, our nations, our society. Man's writings, no matter how well intended, are very fallible. The only writing that you can depend on that will govern your life, your family's life, and your nation's life is the Word of God. When man, even well-intentioned men, try to paraphrase and change things to make it sound, to make it maybe easier to comprehend or easier to get along with, they always weaken the foundation that we need, which is called truth. So tonight we're going to discuss some things, like I said, that some people don't want to hear, but I'm going to do it because I care. If you get mad at me, you have to get mad at me. We're going to offer you proof if you want it. All I can say is, if you don't want the proof, and you won't get mad, then you go ahead and do it. That shows very clearly to me that you're afraid of the truth, and you really don't want it because it'll upset your world. It did mine, but I've learned to accept the fact that I don't know everything. And the Word of God is the Word of God, no matter what happens. It's always the Word of God, and He never changes. And Ted Weiland, are you there?
I sure am. Good to be here, Bud.
It's good. Well, it's good to have you, my friend. It truly is. And I admire you for what you've done and doing and what you've had to put up with over the years, trying to get some words out to the people. But, you know, Ted, before we get started on what we're discussing tonight, is it fair to say that you and I come from the same background as far as believing what we believe concerning the founders? And I'm not saying they're all being men. I'm not saying that at all. There's a lot of good men involved. But in their writings and putting confidence in what they wrote, were we taught that in our past also?
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, like you said, Americans like to look at their history as unique. They, you know, it's often, America's often portrayed as this special nation that's done what no other nation has done, and we've all been taught that comes from what happened in the late 1700s, 1776 with the Declaration of Independence and the War for Independence, and then 11 years later from the Declaration of Independence when they formed the constitutional republic based on, of course, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and then amendments that came later. And, you know, we've all been taught that. That used to be a part of school. I don't know that it is today, but that has been the teaching and we've all had it. And, you know, the question, I think, where you're probably going is what we've been taught, what we think it is, and is there maybe more to it than what's on the surface and what we've accepted as being the truth when, in fact, it may not be.
Well, you know, and it's not that, again, folks, we're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody, but we have to, especially if you believe that there is an almighty sovereign God whose name is Yahweh God, And a Savior by the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua the Messiah. If you believe those two people, those two individuals exist, if you believe that they hold the office that they claim they do, you have to understand there's only perfection in them and not in us. Nothing man can do on his own is going to be perfect. It's impossible. No matter how well-intentioned, men are fallible. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All men. That includes George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, all of them. They've all sinned.
But
so
it's you and me,
yes,
too.
Absolutely. Every one of us.
Yeah, all of
every
them.
Every one of us. All men. All people I have. So we're not, please, though, we're not throwing stones. I just want you to think and consider what we're going to say tonight. You know, John Jay, John, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm glad you used the word perfect. I'll piggyback on that because this is, I always like to start with scripture whenever I can, and I know you do too. And it immediately made me think of one of my favorite passages, and that is Psalms 19:7-11. And it begins this way. It says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul." You know, a lot of people say, well, you don't need to get concerned about the law. You need to be converting souls. Well, wait a minute. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. You know, when the rest of the world sees what it, when they can see, if we'd ever get back to it, conducting government and society by God's perfect law, they'll see the results of it, and they want it. You know, that's what made America great in the first place.
That's right.
That's what they were looking for. The rest of the world was wanting to be like America because of the results of keeping the perfect law and the results of that. And then it goes on from there. It says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is a great reward.
Amen.
Just brush that aside because it's found in the Old Testament for so many people today claiming to be New Testament Christians. I don't know about you and the rest, if I could just add this real quick, but
sure,
I don't want to get rid of any of that stuff.
No.
All sounds pretty good to me.
If that wasn't given, we would never come to Christ because it was given for a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, for goodness sake.
That's right. It has to be.
You know, I wrote an article. That's what it says. You know, and I wrote an article a while back. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It had a Baptist preacher that was entitled Law Plus Grace Equals Salvation. He said, no. Law has nothing to do with it. I said, brother, don't you know without the law, I wouldn't know that I'd sinned. If I didn't know I'd sinned, I wouldn't need grace, and Christ died for nothing. They can't comprehend that the law points us to sin. It doesn't save us. But the law is what we need to understand, what we need to follow. And after we are born again, the law is still not an option to obey. Adultery, stealing, fornication, lying, killing is still sin, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
I don't get the idea of where they think they're all done away with. I mean, but he said, I've been preaching for, I think it's 50 years in a Baptist church, and that's a problem right there.
Today's church, the contemporary Christianity, and it's been this way for a while, they approach God's law as if it's that Yahweh's law is the antithesis of grace. Well, the antithesis of Yahweh's law is not grace, but lawlessness, and therefore sin. and Yahweh's law are meant to keep us from sinning, grace is the solution after we've sinned.
Yes.
I love Puritan minister Samuel Bolton's what he said. It's a beautiful, beautiful summation. And he said this, quote, "The law sends us to the gospel for our justification. The gospel sends us to the law to frame our way of life."
Amen.
And, yeah, isn't that beautiful? And it,
it's
beautiful. In one phrase, he sums it up just so perfectly. And like you said, we're not justified by keeping the law. Praise God, we don't have to do that anymore. That was the added Mosaic covenant under which they had to keep the law in order to be righteous, according to Deuteronomy 6, 24 and 25. Christ was the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. You and I as believers, we don't have to keep the law perfectly. God already did that for us. But, praise God, Christ didn't do away with the moral laws of God.
No, he
didn't. Society, where was society? I mean, look where society is without God's law. We're at where we're at now because
we're
civil
war. We
get back to the framers with this. The framers left God's law behind them, and what do we have now? We've got the results of man's laws.
Well, we are now actually literally going to civil war here. We see this happening and it's spreading across country. You know, the first Chief Justice of Supreme Court, John Jay, said this, and I thought this was very powerful. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is their duty. It is the duty, as well as the privilege and the interest of a Christian nation, to prefer Christians for their rulers. Now, that's a very good statement. I don't think I can see that would make it even maybe a little stronger if he would have said, it's our duty to only choose Christians as our rulers. And that was the law of this land in the 1600s under the covenants of the original colonies. They had to be born-again believers to hold office. They could not be anything other than that. Protestant believers and believe that, you know, that they must be born again in Christ to hold the office. They could not hold office otherwise. So something happened, folks. But John Jay said it right. Our duty is to make sure that who we vote for in office is a born-again believer that will follow the laws of God above everything else. And, Brother Ted, we have screwed that up so big in my lifetime and beyond that, it's unbelievable.
Well, let me add something to that. The problem is not only Article 6, Christian test ban, which is referring to the Christian test of the original 13 states. As weak as they were, but what the real issue is that Article 6, in banning Christian tests, they also thereby eliminated mandatory biblical qualifications
there
for
you
civil
go.
Leaders, such as
that's
you
right.
find in Exodus 18:21 and Deuteronomy 17 and so forth. But that's not the only problem. I mean, what do you expect to come from that? For example, when you eliminate God's, you know, one of the, excuse me, I'm getting too many thoughts here, it all jumbled up together. But in Exodus 18:21, it begins with the fear of Yahweh is where it begins. And the fear of Yahweh, according to both King David and King Solomon, is the beginning of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So if you don't have the fear of Yahweh, you're basically an nincompoop. So if you throw out even just the fear of Yahweh as a mandatory requirement for civil leaders, you end up with, at best, nincompoops, scoundrels, incompetents, immoral reprobates, and outright criminals. And that should sound real familiar to your audience, because that's all we've got now. And it's because of Article 6 and its rejection of mandatory biblical qualifications for civil leaders. But on top of that, and this is not often even spoken of by even those who understand what Article 6 has done, and that is that the whole constitutional election system is a replacement of the biblical election system, which was a one vote. One capitalized, vote capitalized election system. Deuteronomy 17, 10 and 15 both tell us that we're to choose leaders, we're to appoint leaders whom God selects. And the Bible tells us how that's done, how we can know that this is a ruler that God selects. Clue, Acts chapter 1 gives us an example of it happening when they were choosing a replacement for Judas. They threw lots and they said, God, help us to know whom you choose. And then they threw lots. But the key was, is that the candidates were all biblically qualified. Under God's one-vote election system, where we put it in his hands, the only one who knows the hearts of man, it's a win-win situation. It's always the best of two or more biblically qualified men of God. Whereas under the constitutional election system, you often hear this, it's the lesser of two evils. Well, let's not forget, there's another option. Sometimes it ends up being the worst of the worst. And it's always the evil of two lessers under the constitutional election system. So the whole constitutional election system is odd. I mean, what they do, they usurped Yahweh's election, exclusive election authority, and then turned election, quote-unquote, discretion over to we the people, the majority of whom, according to Christ in Matthew 5:13, are in the broad way leading to destruction. So where do you think the broad way destruction bunch are going to take America? How about right where we're at right now, on the precipice of moral depravity and destruction? The whole system is bogus from top to bottom.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you put the election discretion into the hands of we the people, the majority who are in the Broadway, it's going to be fraught with election fraud. It's inherent in the system. Whereas there's no fraud when it's the one vote election system of the Bible. There's no fraud with God.
Yes.
He knows the hearts of man.
And the standards he set were to be unchangeable. And even with the God's standards set up as a rule of law and leadership and to maintain peace in society, to give life and prosperity, man still messed up. Well, man writes his own set of rules and makes the supreme law of the land that are fallible at best. It's as quick undermining of society. Don't think kept this nation somewhat moral for as long as it did, Brother Ted, is that people had a moral basis based on the Word of God for a little while, even after the 1776, 89, on through up until at least the war between the states, the war of northern aggression. Even after that, there was still some morality left, but that was soon undercut. As we brought in more humanism into the public school system and brought in more scientific insanity to prove there is no God, and we adopted the theory of evolution as a fact in schools, we have undermined our own nation with foolishness that's so unbelievable. And what did the church do? Well, where did they go? What happened? The church went back inside the four walls of the building and waited for the rapture.
Yeah, that's right. Since we were talking about Article 6, if I might mention the website, because there's a whole chapter
devoted
to Article 6. In fact, for those who may not have heard me on the previous shows, the website is called BibleVersusConstitution.org, versus spelled out as in B-E-R-S-U-S. So BibleVersusConstitution.org. And if they'll go to our online book and article page, the top entry is the book, and it's a 575 page. It's all online. You don't even have to order the book if you don't want to. If you can't afford the book and want to order it, I'll send you one free, but you can get it free right off the website as well. All of the books I have written, there's over 25 books that are online, available on that online book and article page. The book, the top entry is Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, the Christian Perspective. And in that book,
I'm looking at that right now in my hand. I was going to mention that.
Okay.
That's a great pamphlet. Go ahead.
And I devote a chapter to examining every article and every amendment of the Constitution by the Bible. And, of course, one of those is going to be Article 6. which is called Article 6, the Supreme Law of the Land. And in that chapter, you'll find more concerning the Christian test ban and the mandatory biblical qualifications that were eliminated that made it so that we have what we have today. You know, people wonder, well, how did we end up with the quote-unquote civil leaders we have today? Well, it's because, you know, the constitutional framers decided that they knew better than God and decided that they didn't need those qualifications for civil leaders. And, well, look where we're at today.
Amen. I totally agree.
Also mention in the sidebar, if they'll, I think it's the second entry down on the right-hand sidebar, there's a 10-question constitution survey. If they'll take that, they'll get a free copy. I will send it postage page, won't cost them anything with a few other goodies. A free copy of the 85-page primer of the Big Book, Bible Law versus the United States Constitution. They'll get that free if they take take our Constitution survey in the right-hand sidebar.
And by the way, a lot of folks that listen to the broadcast don't have computers, wouldn't have a computer. Is there a number they can call and order these materials?
There's not a number, but they can certainly email me. You said they don't have.
Let me ask this: if we would take the orders here, would you ship them to them?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, now, folks, listen. I'm going to do something here. Now, you heard him say this: these materials are free to you. And listen, when somebody offers the truth, it's free. You have to be insane not take it. And he said, "Well, I don't want to hear it." Well, then that proves you're insane. If you want this sent to you for free, if you will call us at the office here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and just give you name and address, I will see that Ted gets this and he'll send you a pack of what he thinks maybe you should have. And Ted, I'll trust you to pick out two or three books, whatever that you want to send them, and you send them to them and you do what you think's best with that. But I'll send you the name and addresses. Folks, it's totally free call, totally free material. If you don't get it, that just means you don't want it. It won't cost you a penny. Back at the break, it's a phone call the next half hour too. Don't go away. Folks, let's jump back in. I'm enjoying this conversation very much with our brother Ted Whalen, Pastor Ted Whalen. And again, I'll make this offer. Now, you can go to his website. We'll give it to you again in a minute. Get ready to write it down. And get this material yourself. And if you don't have a computer and you want to read some truth. Now, folks, I think over the last going on 29 years in the radio, if you know me for any amount of time at all, I think you know that I'm not telling you something that I'm not convinced is true. I would never do that. I'm not the most intelligent guy in the world, that's for sure. I'm hard-headed. I'm a little bit everything else you can think of. But I will not lead you falsely and intentionally for any purpose. I don't make money off his books, obviously, because Brother Ted don't want any money for them. I'm offering to you for your education and your children's education. And right now with this COVID hype, and I mean hype, you may be homeschooling your children. Here's a chance for you to get your hands on some material that may help you understand what we're talking about, and you can teach your children the same thing. Brothers and sisters, I love you enough to tell you the truth. Man, without God's moral values instilled in their hearts, man will destroy himself and everything around him. I think that's been proven. Without a moral foundation, a man, a family, a society cannot stand. With what we see happening in this country, we saw it started big time in 1963 when it started taking any reference to God out of the public school system. Look what's come out of that, folks. Murdering children, sodomizing their sons, perverting their daughters. Oh, my. Think about this. And then think about this upcoming so-called election coming up. Look at the choices you have. Look at the choices you had last time. And look at the mess we're in. No matter who wins this election, if we have an election, all hell's going to break loose because this nation has come unraveled. We are divided against yourself, and we will fall just like our Savior would happen. Now, Ted, I don't want to start preaching here, but this is all fact. This is true, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is. Certainly is. Yeah, and the scripture that comes to mind in regards to that is Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13, where it says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me." Of course, Yahweh is the one it's referring to. "They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." And I know that the Constitution is sacred to a lot of people, and they just need to even think about that. Should the Constitution be sacred to Americans today? Only God should be sacred, and His Son as our Savior, and His Word and His law. That's what's sacred. I I deal with it all the time. It's a sacred doctrine to a lot of people. In fact, I hear it all the time. It's a divinely inspired document, which, by the way, came from the Mormons and their doctrine and covenants. But, it's not. And it's a man-made doctrine that was a replacement of God's laws, and it has proven to be nothing but a broken cistern. It has never held water. We keep telling ourselves that it protects our alleged rights, which only God has rights, and we just have responsibilities. But nonetheless, we keep hearing it protects our rights. But, well, I'm wondering how well it protects life. I wonder about the millions of infants killed in their mother's womb, slaughtered in their mother's womb, paid for by the Constitutional Republic, how well they feel it's protected their lives.
Amen.
The Second Amendment, the amendment with the wording shall not be infringed, is the most infringed of the entire 27, licensed and limited more than anything else. I wonder how well the Bill of Rights has protected property. You know, there's not one square inch of private property in America today. Thanks to Amendment 14 and its provision for government confiscation of private land, which has been accomplished via eminent domain, property taxes, and public lands. There is
Amen.
Not one. And if people think they own their property, stop paying your property tax.
Hey, I was going to say that. I just built mine in 2 weeks ago. I hate that tax. Because it's paying a bribe to the state so I can live in a home that I paid for.
It's as bad as the graduated income tax is, which is totally unbiblical. The property tax, I think, is probably the most insidious.
It really is.
It has robbed everyone of their what if we were under biblical law could never be robbed from them.
That's fact. That's what
God's property law is.
That's what the year Jubilee used to be all about. Folks, the line's open, by the way, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you if you have any comments or questions. Please feel free to call. And please understand, we're not throwing stones at you because we both come from the same position. We just took a little more time looking to the truth of these things. And that's all we're asking you to do. You know, we have seen... Now, folks, think about this. The Constitution has been used to bring forth constitutional rights to murder, as Brother Ted just mentioned, to become sexual deviants. That's true. And now the Satanist Church is saying that they have a constitutional right on the freedom of religion to abort babies because that's part of their sacrifice. Now they've said that, and we knew this was true for years, but nobody would admit it. They admit that murdering children are part of their religious services, even in the so-called abortion clinic, which means murder clinic. They admitted that. They said that is part of our religion, so therefore it cannot be limited, and no one should have to make us watch a film or wait for a waiting period to practice our religion. This is what the Satanists are saying. Do you understand what they've taken man's writings and done and perverted to do? Take it even further into our nation, further into hell? The nearly 100 million unborn babies' blood is laid squarely at the foot of the pulpits in this land today. The whole church, I agree, but squirted the pulpits because I promise you that most 501c3 preachers won't cover these topics because they will lose their 501c3 privilege and have paid income tax on what they have coming in. Now that's what it's all about. You don't have to like it and tell them the truth. We're telling you the truth. And folks, this packet we're going to offer you, I'm going to let Pastor Ted make up what he wants to send. I expect he wants to send a biblical constitution to you, the Romans or the biblical Bible law versus the United States Constitution. Probably want to send that to you. And I would urge you to call us toll free. Give us your name and address. You can call right now if you want to. Leave it very slowly and very clearly. And if you want to, a phone number in case we don't understand it clearly enough. Call us at 800-777-4403 or 304 646-4448 and say, send me the packet for that Brother Ted offered. We'll get that to you. I'll see if he gets your address sometime this week. You'll get that to you. And I hope, I pretty sincerely hope, that you'll take advantage of this, folks. All we're doing is offering it to you. You don't have to take our word for this. And don't think we're coming against you because you think the way you used to think. Believe me, folks, no one would have been more upset than I would have been some years ago. But I got to think about this, and I saw the truth of this, and understood something that Ted mentioned already. Mankind doesn't have rights. We have duties. Please, 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 let me say this, and let's sink in, then we'll get phone calls in a minute. We have duty before Almighty Yahweh. We have duty before God. We don't have rights. We have duties. Let me explain that before you get upset about it. To a point, I understand what our founders are saying. These rights are unalienable. Yeah, these are something you can't take away from people. Obviously, they are. But there's more to them than just saying they're rights. Besides that, a right is something that you can exercise or not exercise. That's your choice. But when you see a duty before God, a duty is not an option. Not an option. In Numbers chapter 1, called the War Book, we told the Israelites to command all men 20 years and up in age to have their arms and their homes ready to go to fight. That wasn't a right. That was a duty for them to do that. That's where the idea of the militia come from. It is not my right to protect my family. It's my duty by God to protect my family. And if I deny that, I deny the faith and worse than an infidel. Please understand, this is much, to know God's duty towards us is a much more powerful understanding than to say we have a right to do it. We have a duty to do these things. When you see that, then you understand why we need to pick up and stand up and do what's right. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, you know, for here in America, for most people, the idea of rights, which is an entirely unbiblical Enlightenment concept for helping to make man his own sovereign, which is, of course, in violation of 1 Timothy 6:15, where it tells us that only the King of Kings is sovereign. But it goes all the way back for most people to Thomas Jefferson's Declaration, and it claims that it's self-evident that every man has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But let me ask a couple questions here. Is life, liberty, and happiness our right? Or is life, liberty, and happiness meant to be corollaries of, and in fact, blessings resulting of knowing Christ as our Savior, Yahweh as our Sovereign, and His perfect law of liberty as society's standard and rule of life? And you only need to read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 to know that it has nothing to do with right. You know, all of the blessings that are described in those first 14 verses as juxtaposed with the last 15 through 68 verses of curses, but those first 14 verses, you know, in other words, they're the blessings that amount to life, liberty, and happiness, which come from obedience to God.
Amen.
And His law, our responsibilities. And like you said, responsibilities are non-optional. We have a non-optional responsibility to God to serve Him as sovereign, to serve our fellow man, to protect our fellow man, to protect our families, and on and on and on and on we can go. They're non-optional. And non-optional responsibilities are hundreds times more potent than optional enlightenment rights. And before somebody says, well, they're not optional, well, it's your option whether you carry a weapon to protect your wife or in your children. It's an option under the Second Amendment. You don't have to, but you're worse than an infidel, according to 1 Timothy 5:8, if you don't provide for your family, which begins with spiritual and physical protection. So it's much more difficult to license, limit, and infringe a God expected responsibility.
Amen.
Than it is an enlightenment optional right.
Amen. I totally agree. We got to get, I got so much more I want to say, but we got some phone calls coming in. Let's take a phone call. Don't limit the phone calls if we could, about a minute and a half apiece, because I won't get up more said. Let's go first to Mick in the Mexico. Mick, come on in, got a minute and a half. Lay her right out, buddy.
Okay. I guess. Okay. Now then, what we was the Reconstruction Act about? It's a trick question, but...
Okay, go ahead.
I think they rewrote the Constitution, what they did, under Abraham Lincoln. That's what that was all about. Then another part, there were 13th Amendment said there were not supposed to be no lawyers in government, but they got away with that and rewrote it.
Well, the 16th Amendment, all the rest of them are totally unbiblical, not to mention immoral. But that, they got by with it because that's man's document, and men, we have been taught to obey whatever man says, no matter what, even though it goes against the laws of God. We've been taught that for so long that when it comes right down to taking a stand, most people are afraid to say anything.
Hey, Ben, 1929, Department of War warned us about democracy.
Oh, yes.
Now, what is democracy? And what do demons like most? Democracy.
Of course, it just means...
That's what we got.
That's just called mob rule. When you have moral men making immoral men making the laws, that's where you end up. Any comments, Ted, very quickly?
I was going to piggyback on his comment about lawyers, and it's an interesting thought that there are no such thing as constitutional lawyers in America. Isaiah 33:22 says there's one Lord or one God, King, Judge, and Lawgiver. One lawgiver or legislator. There's only one. He's already made all the laws. There's only one lawgiver. And unless you're like Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10, unless you're representing his law, you're not a lawyer. You're merely a legaler. Legalizing what God has made unlawful and making illegal what he demands as lawful, for example.
Well, what boils down to, they become scribes and Sadducees and Pharisees.
Yeah, who were a bunch of legalists too.
Now, here's something.
Yes.
Did he not warn us, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees?
Yes, he did.
Beware of the lies and myths of the Jews. If they don't like that name out there, that's a tough choice, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. You're breaking up pretty bad here all of a sudden, Mick.
Yeah,
anyway, I got to jump. A good call, good points. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Good points.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good points. And folks, again, the materials are free if you call and ask for them. I'm going to find out. I'll find out in the next couple of days, Ted. I mean, people are sincere about this. If we don't have a bunch of people calling and say, I want this free material, then I know they're just blowing smoke. They don't want the truth. They just want to hear something to entertain them. Now, folks, if you want the truth, go ahead.
Let me point this out. It, like you said, there's no obligation for them to do anything with it if they go through it. I'll send some CDs as well concerning the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and an interview that Larry Pratt, who's the executive director of Gun Owners of America, did with me. And they can, they all make good target practice, especially those discs. You can throw them up in the air and shoot them with a shotgun if you don't like them. But there's no obligation. It ain't going to cost you anything. And you can either get it by calling Butch and his organization, his ministry, or you can take the 10-question Constitution survey at our website, BibleVersusConstitution.org. And it's going to be free either way. You just can't lose, you know. And like I said, if nothing else, just use them for target practice.
There you go. All right, let's go next to Jim and PA. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch and Ted.
Good evening.
It's so good to hear you again. I met Pastor Ted 25 years ago. Maybe you know who this is, Ted.
I think I do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Last time I saw you was at the 2007 conference down there in West Virginia. I cannot recommend too strongly to everyone listening that they would get in touch with Mission to Israel and get all the recorded messages and all of the printed material that Pastor Ted has published. It is a treasure chest of truth, and I have been so greatly blessed all these years by studying all these things. And some of his the greatest work that I think of, or the most noteworthy work that you have done that I think of, is the 95 or 96 message series of on the Ten Commandments, the law. I don't know if there's anybody else has ever done anything like that, but that is over 17 years. That is a great blessing. If anybody wants to really understand biblical law, that's where you need to go. Also, the biblical book, the book on biblical law versus the Constitution, is excellent. And another great book that I've read many times, I've referred to, is God's Covenant People: Yesterday, Today, and Forever. So, for truth seekers out there, contact Mission to Israel and Pastor Ted. You'll be greatly blessed.
Well, thank you.
That's
appreciate
all I have
Jim.
To say.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, again, the materials are free through him or us, either one. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, hey, send me the free material. We'll get that to you as soon as we possibly can. And we're down to the last, boy, this time we're about so fast, about 7 minutes left. And I won't get any more calls. If you want to call, you can hurry up and do so. It's 844-769-2944. And, brother, he mentioned a book there. I plumb forgot the name of it again. The last one he mentioned that you had available, I don't remember the name of it. I'd like to have a copy myself, but I can't remember what it was now. Oh, yeah,
God,
yeah. God's Covenant People, yes.
Yesterday, Today, and Forever, yes.
I'd like to get a copy if you don't mind. I really would.
Yep, I will definitely send you a copy. I wish I still had it in hardbound. I'd send you a hardbound one, but I'm not doing that anymore.
That's perfectly fine. Perfectly
but
fine.
But it's a 400-page-plus book. I'll get it in the mail to you.
You'd
also mentioned the audio series I've done on the Ten Commandments. Those have all become books now. There's a booklet on each of the Ten Commandments and their respective statutes and judgments. All of that is also online as well. But we also have them as booklets if somebody is interested in wanting the booklets. And again, if they'll just go to our website, and particularly to the Constitution Survey, of course, as I've mentioned previously, but also to our online book and article page. All of the books I've written, I think except for one or two, are online. And you had mentioned earlier, Butch, that you were talking about the homeschoolers. Well, we've made a curriculum for homeschoolers. Now, this would be the older ones, based on the primer of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution.
You say older ones. How old? 15, 13, 12?
Well, it depends on the child, of course, but, early teenage on. Before then, it might be a little bit too much for them. But it would be good for any adult as well to have the curriculum. And there's a teacher's workbook, and then there's a student workbook and a primer that goes with each of those, so that each child would have the primer and then each of their respective workbooks. So we do have that available. I made that particularly with the homeschoolers in mind.
Amen. Now, folks, again, you can email or you can go to the website and get this for free if you like. Bible versus. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I need to point out that the curriculum. There was no way to put the curriculum online because of the way it's made up. But that is available on the store page. But if they can't afford the suggested donation for it, I'll send them free, and I'll also include those because I don't think you have those. Butch, I'll send those. I'll include those for you as well.
All right, great. I'd love to see those. Yes, and give me your website again.
Website is Bible Versus spelled out, VERSUS, BibleVersusConstitution.org.
All right, folks, there you go.
And they'll find everything they need right there.
BibleVersusConstitution.org, or call us here. And I just heard the phone ring a couple times. I hope you call your message right now. That's fine. You can call right now at 800-777-4403. We're down the last few minutes, folks, in that program. And I expect, like I said, and we didn't do this program to make anybody upset. We're just trying to make you understand something, my friends. Now, listen to me. The supreme law of the land, whether you want to admit it or not, it is not the Supreme Court or anything we've done ourselves as men. The supreme law of the land, whether you admit it or not, is the Word of God. It's the Word of Yahweh God. And He is the supreme ruler of all things. He is sovereign. And whether you want to admit it or not, one day, we're going to answer to Him, individually and as a nation. Nations are judged in the here and now. Believe me, folks, the United States has got to be judged. And it's coming strictly and it's coming severely on this country. It's coming. It's going to come in so hard. And I believe it's going to be the next few months, Brother Ted. I won't get into that right now, but in my spirit, I do believe it's going to be the next few months we're going to see things happen in America that we never dreamed possible. We're offering to you some way maybe to understand why it's happening, folks. Totally free to you for the asking. And I would ask you to please get down your hands and knees. All of us do this. All of us. But Ted and I both. Find your prayer place and get on your face in prayer because we better be asking direction from our Father. Ted, with all that's happening now with the confusion in this country, I think we better make sure that we are rooted and grounded in Christ our Savior. Or we blown clear out of the picture, won't we?
Yeah. Amen.
You know, that's so important right now, folks. Get on our faces before Almighty God and ask Him for direction. And plead with Him to help us understand His will. And His will be done, and not ours. But we need to ask Him, Father, please give us the courage, the strength, and the understanding to be able to get through these hard times in the future, because America's got to pay. And the sad part is, Brother Ted, my grandchildren are going to be in this mess also. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. We're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
As you were talking there, a scripture came to mind that I just absolutely love, and I hope it's encouragement for those who hear it, where it says, "For the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from thenceforth thou shalt have wars." They didn't do it, but that doesn't mean we can't. "For the eyes of Yahweh move to and fro throughout the earth that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His." That's the New American Standard Version. God has got great plans for those who want to serve Him, and the rest are going to be judged. He will have. You know, Isaiah tells us that His word does not come back void. And,
amen.
And it either comes back as a harvest or it serves its purpose in judging a nation or individuals. I don't know about you, Butch. Well, I do know about you, Butch. I want to see the harvest. I don't want to see the judgment. And as Habakkuk prayed, in wrath, remember mercy. God is judging this nation right now before our very eyes. And we're seeing the fulfillment of a house divided coming down. Mighty shall be the fall of it. And a house that's built on sand instead of the word of God. We're seeing God's judgment upon this nation, and it's got to be. Everything goes wrong just right is my favorite saying, because God is sovereign. He's using this judgment to bring this nation to its knees and bring it back to Him. I don't want to see my children and my grandchildren suffer. I don't want to suffer. So in wrath, remember mercy, Lord, and I know He will. He's a gracious, good God, to His remnant especially.
Amen. Amen. You know, and a lot of times, thanks, Brother Ted, we forget this. His judgment is also showing mercy in the fact that He does judge us. We know His word is true. If we accept that fact, we can repent and become His child and truly follow Him. So His judgment actually is mercy towards this nation, towards the world. He's doing it to show us that He is real and His word is true. And an old preacher preached one time a sermon entitled Payday Someday. Well, we know that's coming. We know it's already here. And so we need folks to praise Him for his judgment as well as His mercy, because He is trying to teach us to follow Him and give us one more chance to repent individually. Maybe it's a nation. We'll see. All right, Kay, we're down by 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, just to say, we live in very, very exciting times, because we're seeing God at work in ways that we haven't seen before, ever before. He's fulfilling His word, and it may be in judgment, but it's nonetheless, it's a fulfillment of His word.
Amen. Brother Ted, good talking to you, my friend. I'll be in touch, I'm sure. You keep in touch, all right?
All right. Thank you, Butch.
God bless, my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodney.